If you had the ability to listen to every homily given on this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, it would be a pretty good bet that all of them, at one point or another, would use the word mystery. The mystery of God the Father with His only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. That's pretty heavy and precise theological language, which is why I received one C in graduate school. Not proud of it. One C. And the course was entitled The Theology of God. And it was just primary text after primary text using this highly complicated theological and philosophical language about the Blessed Trinity. I didn't do very well. And so on the solemnity of the Holy Trinity, it's not particularly helpful, I think, for us to wade through all of that theology. Just going to lead us probably to be more confused and a little bored. I think it's more helpful to highlight three realities by which we enter into communion with the Blessed Trinity. Three realities which God uses to reveal Himself and then to draw us closer to Himself. The first of these realities is creation. God is the author of creation, and because He made all of created reality, His fingerprints, His resemblance can be found in creation. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux admired the beauty of God, which she saw as it was reflected in flowers. The color, the beautiful shapes, and the fragrance, she said, raised her soul to the glory of God. As a young girl, Thérèse was also struck by the power of God, which she found mirrored in the ocean. She wrote, "I was between 6 and 7 when I saw the sea for the first time. I could not turn away my eyes. Its majesty, the roaring of the waves, the whole vast spectacle impressed me deeply and spoke to my soul of God's power and greatness." I suspect that many of us can relate to that experience of feeling in communion with God through His creation. I myself remember the time as a teenager and riding the chairlift at 49 degrees north in the winter to the top and looking out over all of those beautiful mountains and wilderness that we have in Stevens County, and calling to mind the majesty and the glory of God. Or as a kid, one of the things I loved to do was to lie on the dock at the lake after dark and to stare up into the inky black night to see the stars and the planets and the movement and imagine the majesty and omnipotence of God. God, of course, is revealed in the beauty of His creation. Now, the crown jewel of His creation is, of course, the human person, created in the image and the likeness of God. A couple of weeks ago, my niece Abigail gave birth to her first baby, Joseph Thomas. And I went up to the hospital at Holy Family to pray with Abigail and her husband and to bless the newborn. And I held that freshly born Joseph in my lap and just stared at him. I leaned over and I said, Joseph, I introduced myself. They said, Joseph, this is your Uncle Bug. My nieces and nephews call me Uncle Bug. Joseph, this is your Uncle Bug. And watched him as he kind of struggled to open his eyes and head flopping back and forth as he was trying to take in some of the sights and the sounds of this new world that he found himself in. Gazing at that tiny, beautiful baby made me think about the mystery and beauty of the human person created in the image and likeness of God. The human person reveals for us the mystery of God. Just as God is a community of persons, human beings are created to be in community. And there are times then when we experience God's presence in a more noticeable way in community, in moments of family life, in parish life, and in worshiping with our brothers and sisters in Christ. I felt that. Every time during the Easter season, we've had that beautiful Alleluia, the organ and trumpet and choir, I feel the presence of God here with you. I feel that oftentimes at the Novena, just that overt sense of being in the presence of Almighty God in community. And so we have opportunities to be in communion with God through creation and through the beauty of the human person in community. Finally, the mystery and the majesty of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is revealed to us in what human beings create, namely the arts. In 1999, Pope St. John Paul II wrote that the church needs art. He said, art must be perceptible, the world of the spirit, of the invisible, of God. Just this past week, I was attending a reception at another parish, and I spoke with a woman who told me that she and her son had visited the cathedral recently. I think it was for the Chrism Mass. And she was saying that she was impressed with the renovations we've had here, that we've done at the cathedral, and thought it was quite beautiful. And then she said her son finished kind of looking around and taking everything in, and her boy turned to her and said, Mom, this building makes me want to be a priest. I thought, wow, what better compliment could we have? I mean, we nailed it. That little boy experienced God in the art and architecture of this building and revealed the truth that whether it be a breathtaking painting or a powerful poem or a song that speaks to the heart, the arts, in all forms, have the unique ability to transform, uplift, and inspire us to see the presence of God. On this solemnity of the Most Blessed Trinity, it might be tempting to repeat Catholic theology that God is one God, but three co-eternal, consubstantial persons, distinct, and yet one in nature. I just don't find that terribly inspiring or accessible, which is why I prefer to highlight some of the everyday ways that we may encounter the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Three ways that have the power to reveal God to us and to lead us to a deeper communion with Him. Creation, the human person, and the arts.